بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد our shariat is made up from the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from there the ulama have extracted many different aspects of our deen so what they've extracted is called fiqh now fiqh is made up of three parts so the first part of fiqh which the ulama have extracted from the Quran Sharif is aqaid our beliefs so that was mentioned quite a bit in the detail in the beginning And then the second, because it was so important, it was made separate. And then one is fiqh zahir, the outward fiqh, which we had discussed yesterday, where the example of salat and zakat and all of these things are mentioned in great detail in the kitabs of fiqh. And then one is called fiqh batin, the internal qualities, which has also been extracted from the Quran Sharif and the Hadith. So these are the three aspects which are taken out from the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama has made a lot of effort to extract these and make it easy for us to understand. So this fiqh batin is also called tasawuf or it's also called tazkiyah. So tasawuf or tazkiyah refers to internal purification and attainment of internal purity from filth and dirt. In order to become a perfect Muslim, it is necessary to reform one's internal actions just as it is necessary to correct one's beliefs and external actions. The awliya, by means of the illuminated hearts, understood the meaning of the manner of beautifying the internal in accordance with the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith. There are many ways and methods of tasawuf. Four chains are famous. They are the Naqshbandiya, Chistiya, Qadiriya and Suharwardiya. The object of all four is to attain the happiness of Allah Ta'ala and closest to Him via the means of one sheikh or guide. Whichever sheikh one has greater reliance on, one he should follow. It is however not correct to speak ill of the others. One will follow a sheikh as long as his words are not contrary to the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If he has erred, one should not follow them in their error. Mashayikh of all four chains were present in all eras and are still present. A person should pledge allegiance to any sheikh of the chain with which he has some compatibility. This is called bay'at al-tariqat. It is proven in the hadith. One should choose such a sheikh, a guide, who is the true friend of Allah Ta'ala, who follows the sunnah and practices on the sharia. The objective of bayat is to purify one's inside and outside by following one sheikh's teachings. For this reason, a person should not merely suffice on pledging allegiance, taking bayat, but he should be concerned about attaining the objective. He should be engaged at all times in reforming his external and internal by means of the guidance of the sheikh. So the sheikh is like an ustad, a teacher, will guide a person on the path, and he himself has to make the amal. It's not just sufficient. Somebody mentioned one poem, bahut se log bayat hokar baith jate hain. Many people become bayat, and then they sit down. They don't do anything thereafter. The main thing is you go to a teacher, he teaches you something, then you start practicing and bring into your life. And when a person will do this, inshallah, he will find his internal, will become purified, his external. And also one great benefit is he will get himmat and courage. And the main thing is courage we need to go forward. So one of the benefits of sitting in the company of the pious people, to have a connection with them is that one person gets himmat and courage. It becomes easy for a person to practice on deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 23rd para was recited, Surah Yasin. Two pages were recited the night before. In the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Yasin is called Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran Sharif. And the heart is something which gives life to a body. So in this surah, the life is given to the body. Why? There are three important aspects which we have to believe in. Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirat. The oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the messengership of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Akhirat, the life of the year after. The more stronger it is in a person, the stronger will his iman be, his actions will become right also. So this is why it's called the heart, because these three subject matters are mentioned in detail in this surah. Yeah? When these three are found in a person, then the whole of deen will come easily into a person's life. So that is why we encourage also to read Surah Yasin every day. Comes in the hadith, coming to the effect. A person who reads Yasin in the beginning portion of the day, قُذِيَ الْحَوَائِجُ, his needs for the day will be fulfilled. And one narration comes, a person who reads Surah Yasin one time, he will get the reward of reading the whole Quran Sharif 10 times. And so there are great, great virtues of Surah Yasin. Allah give us tawfiq to read it. And we make dua, as the Rakim Sahib used to say, that Allah, this is the heart of the Quran. Purify my heart by means of this surah. So this before reading the surah, Ya Allah, this is the heart of the Quran. And purify my heart by means of this surah. And then we can send isal al-thawab for whoever we want to also. We read the surah. So anyhow, in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the greatest proof of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's being a Nabi is the Quran Sharif. So Allah takes a qasam on the Quran, wal Quran al Hakim, I take an oath by the Quran Kareem that you are definitely amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you are on the straight path and the Quran Sharif has come to you, so people must follow him. But unfortunately there are certain people who are blind, they are not prepared to accept, and despite the fact that there are clear proofs, they won't accept it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there one example of one town where three messengers or three pious people went to them, and the messengers went to call them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were not prepared to accept no matter what proofs they brought before them. Logically they explained to them, if they brought miracles also to them, they were not prepared to accept. Then one person amongst themselves, their own people, he also accepted Iman. He was a carpenter, a normal person, and he came and now he's calling his people. He said, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. Follow those people who got two qualities. One is they must be on the right path, and secondly they must not be asking you for any money. If they ask you for money, they must be on the right path. You get some people who don't ask for money, but they're not on the right path. Like example, it's Christian missionaries. They come around, call people, but obviously you can't follow them. But he must be on the right path, and his object of life mustn't be wealth. Then I'm asking you for a bayan. You must give me so much money, then I'm coming to give a bayan in your area. So that, then that person, it shows that there's some taint. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, their teachings was, without asking for any worldly recompense. So he told the people, follow these people. And then he encouraged them, but unfortunately their stubbornness, they were not prepared to accept, and eventually they murdered him, they killed him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that those people who are on the right path, on the straight path, even though they might go through some difficulty, definitely in the year after Allah has kept great rewards for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he, after passing away, he was entered into Jannah. And there's still a fikr and concern he had for his people. He said, Ya alayta qawmi ya'alamun, if only my people knew how Allah forgave me and what honor and respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me. So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, so this is about Risalat, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are on the right path, and finally they are successful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many signs of Allah's Qudrat and power in the world. Look at the dead earth, and the water comes down, and how life comes to it. Then if a person looks at the different animals that Allah ta'ala has created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created pairs in everything in the world to show the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night and the day Allah has created, the sun and the moon, and how they are moving in their orbits. What a wonderful system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the ships, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created other animals like camels in those times, by which people are able to travel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at all of these things, and you will understand the qudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed and the oneness of Allah will definitely come into the heart of a person. And then finally, those who are not prepared to accept it, then they will unfortunately see the effects of it on the day of Qiyamah. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ, suddenly the trumpet will be blown, and you will see people, you know, from their graves, they will be staring up and running around, and they will say, Ya wailana, destruction be to us. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, who woke us up from our resting place? They were getting punishment in the grave, but when they will see the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, they will say that the grave was like a resting place. What fear there will be. And Allah said, it will be just one scream. Suddenly everyone will be in front of us, standing, presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the plains of Qiyamah, no zulam and oppressions will be done to any person. Or the people of Jannat, al-yawma fi shughulin faqihun, on the plains of Qiyamah, they will be enjoying themselves in all kinds of enjoyment. Allah will grant them, those who are fasting in the month of Ramadan, under the shade of Allah's arsh, and great bounties for them, even on the day of Qiyamah. Other people will be standing there 50,000 years, perspiring, sweating, the great difficulties they will be going through. For the believers, it will be so enjoyable, like two rakats of salat. Time will go in your enjoyment. You don't even realize how fast the time goes. And they will be sitting and enjoying themselves. They will be sitting with their wives, reclining, and under shade. There will be all kinds of fruits for them, and whatever they desire. It will be said, وَسَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ, salamati, safety from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has sent His salams to your people. And then Allah will say, أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, O sinners, you separate yourself from the believers. Didn't I tell you, don't worship shaitan in the world, don't follow him, he was your enemy. So then Allah will say to the kuffar and disbelievers, this is Jahannam which has been prepared for your people now, enter. And these people in this world, whatever they fulfill their desires, but on the day of Qiyamah, even their own limbs will go against them, will testify against them. Allah says, you will close your mouth, your hands will speak to us, and the legs will testify exactly what these people have done in the world. So this is the day of Qiyamah which we have to prepare for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Starting far-fetched from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, يُحْيِهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ, the one who created you the first time, Allah will create you a second time. It's nothing difficult at all for him. So these three beliefs, a person has to bring it within his heart. The yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the life of the year after, And then the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Anbiya alayhi salam is a success. This will give life to our hearts. When the iman is in the heart, then all actions will come easily into a person's life. The next surah is Surah Was-Safat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people don't believe in Allah because they don't believe in a hidden system. They only look at the outward, the zahir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts speaking about the angels. It's a hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jinnat, how Allah ta'ala created human beings in the beginning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah. These are all hidden things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this in detail. And what will be the condition on the day of Qiyamah? Allah says, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ. Make them stand here. Now they will have to be made to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be questioned. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصُرُونَ. What has happened to you? You can't help one another now. On this day, the people will be humbling themselves and they will accept it's too late now for a person. And they will be asking one another. They say that, you know, remember in the world you used to come to us and you used to force us. That's why we followed the wrong path because of your, it's all your fault. They will be blaming one another. Their friends will tell them, no, you actually were not believers yourselves. Don't come and put the blame on us. We never have any force. We never put a gun to your head. We just encourage you. You people are not prepared to accept. Anyhow, they will be fighting and arguing, but they will all be taken and flung in the fire of Jahannam. But those people who believed in the unseen world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were Allah's special chosen servants. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. For them, there will be the sustenance now. It will be known exactly where the sustenance is. There won't be fear. Maybe I won't get my sustenance today. They know my food is there. They won't have any fear. For waqiu, all of the fruits of Jannah will only be for enjoyment. A person won't become hungry in the akhirat. And they will be given honor and respect in this world. Sometimes a person gets his sustenance with disgrace. He's standing and begging. Allah says, in the year after, it will be only with honor in the gardens of enjoyment. And they will be sitting on their chairs, on their thrones, reclining and facing one another. People will be going around them with all goblets of the best kind of wine. In this world, it was not permissible to drink wine. A person sacrificed, then he will get the wine of the year after. And the ulama say that those people who drink wine in this world and they don't make tawbah, then they will be deprived of the enjoyments of these bounties. Even if they are Muslims and they pass away, a person who wore silk in this world, the wrong clothing, then he will be deprived of the enjoyments of the silk in the year after. A person who listened to music in this world, he'll be deprived of listening to music in the year after. So whatever wrongs a person did and he never made tawbah, a person who enjoyed himself, some ulama say, was a woman of this world. They did haram, they made zina, fornicated. They will be deprived of the hurs of Jannah. They will go to Jannah, but that enjoyment will not be given to them. They won't have any feelings for it, and they will be deprived of that enjoyment. Yes, if a person makes tawbah, he's made a mistake, Allah will forgive him. So therefore, today the immorality is amongst people, but a person is depriving himself for a short while of enjoyment. For everlasting enjoyment of the year after, he's depriving himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the wine of Jannah will be white, very, very tasty. Your person won't get any headaches. You won't have, feel nausiness after drinking it. It'll only be enjoyment for him. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ. And by him will be the most beautiful woman. The قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ. One meaning is that they will lower their gazes. Their gaze will only be to their husbands, no one else. Or they will have such beauty in them that man, he will be forced to look at them only. He won't be able to turn his gaze away from them. He'll be shocked. And he will be just looking at, there will be such powers they will have within themselves, such beauty, that man's gaze will just fall onto them. He won't be able to turn away from them. And they will be extremely beautiful looking. And then people will be sitting and talking and discussing amongst themselves. One person in Jannah will say, you know, I had one friend in the world, and he used to tell me, what's wrong with you? You believe in Akhirat, in the life of the after, when we die, and we become sand, and we become bones. Inna la madinun, you think we're going to get resurrected again? You will be given rewards. So they say, you know, let's check up now where he is. They will look, and maybe there will be like a kind of big screen there. A person will be from Jannah, he'll be able to look into Jahannam. Fattala'a fara'ahu fi sawa'il jahim. He will see that person in the middle, in the depths of Jahannam. And he says that, you know, I take a qasam by Allah, you were trying to misguide me also. That is why a friend of a person, الرجل على دين خليلي, a man is on the friend of, deen of his friend. Be very careful who you befriend, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Do not have the wrong company. Who is the right company? Sahaba asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, that person who, that when you look at him, he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he speaks, your knowledge increases. And the person's actions in his life also, it benefits a person. So when you look at those people, he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep such friends, then inshallah a person will be protected. So he said, if it wasn't for Allah's favor upon me, I would have also been amongst those people. I would have destroyed myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لِهَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For these bounties of Jannah, a person must make amal. This is far, far better. Or is a tree of zakum, the tree in Jahannam, which is extremely foul smelling and very bitter and harsh, very hard. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it growing in the bottom of Jahannam and looks extremely ugly, and people will be eating from there and their stomachs will get full from it, then they will be suffering, then they will be told to take water, boiling hot water, and they will be made, because they're thirsty now. When they will drink that water, their lips, the one will go right down over the stomach, the other lip will, because when you get burnt, and it shrivels up, it will shrivel up over the head. You can imagine what condition it will be. Allah protect and save us. And then they will come out of Jahannam for a short while drinking this water. Then they'll be returned back into the fire again. They found their forefathers in the wrong path, and they followed them, unfortunately. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, you want peace in this world and the year after is the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who never believe in an unseen world, they never have peace in this life also, and they won't have peace in the year after. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Salam. Peace be upon him. Because he was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. It's not only for him. All those who do good, we will reward them in a similar manner. They must become ibadin al-mu'minin, our servants who are believers. And they must become our servants. Allah says we destroy the other people. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what imtihan and examination he went to. He went to his people. They were not prepared to accept him. They threw him in the fire, but Allah protected him from the fire. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given another examination where he had to slaughter his own son. So Allah mentions this in detail. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, salam, peace be upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He had peace in this life, he will have peace in the year after. And his children also, they were pre-accepted. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to humble himself. Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, peace be upon them also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Salamun ala Ilyasin, another Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who went to his people, who are idol worshippers, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Yunus alayhi salam made a mistake. He made hijrat without waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was swallowed by the fish, but immediately he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter how far you have gone, what mistakes you have made in life, you want peace in life, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is prepared to give a person, and those who do not are prepared to accept, they can't understand Allah's greatness, and they can't understand the unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, give some of the excuses they have made. That they believe, some of them believe in the system of Allah ta'ala, unseen system, but they make up their own beliefs. Like that regarding the angels, they say they are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason for this is they haven't understood the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah is. So Allah mentions at the end of the surah, Subhanallah is completely pure. Understand Allah's qudrat and Allah's greatness. And salamun al mursaleen, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, salamati is upon them. Safety and peace is upon them, and all of those who will follow their footsteps and in their lifestyle. The next surah is Surah Sa'd. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are two groups of people. The one group of people are those who make inabat, who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second group of people are those who have pride and takabur in them. But الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّةِ وَشِقَاقِ. Despite the fact that the Quran Sharif is such a clear book of Allah ta'ala, but there are people who have got pride and arrogance within themselves, they're not prepared to accept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here first, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, innahu awwab, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, what bounties Allah gave him, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, one incident happened in the time of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, where Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, he made an error in judgment. He was a king, so he's supposed to have listened to both sides of the story before passing the judgment. He made an error, and then he realized immediately that I made a mistake in this year. So what he did was, anab, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana Abdul Qayyum mentioned the other day, that inabat is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is ta'ib, tawbah, you're turning to Allah with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inabat is you turning to Allah ta'ala because of the love of Allah. Allah's favors upon you are so much. If you make a small mistake also, immediately you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, he realized he made an error. Immediately he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Dawud, we have made you the Khalifa on the earth. Don't ever follow your desires. Whoever follows his desires, he will go away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why he'll go away from the path of Allah? Bima nasu yawm al-hisab. Because he forgot the day of Qiyamah. So why do people follow their desires? Because they have forgotten the day of Qiyamah. So what is the solution for it? Hazrat Ami rahmatullahi said, the opposite is zikr. Opposite of nisyan is zikr. Remember the day of Qiyamah. When a person has got the day of Qiyamah in front of him, he remembers it all the time. This is one of the greatest ways for a person to save himself from following his and fulfilling his desires. So if a person keeps akhirat, the life of the year after, in front of him, inshallah he'll be able to save himself from following and fulfilling his desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had given him bounties also. He also made an error, but immediately he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, difficult conditions came in his life. He also turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, all of these people, the quality they had within themselves, turning their attention to Allah, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbling themselves before Allah, is a very beautiful quality. And on the other hand, you get the worst form of arrogance is the way of shaitan. The shaitan wasn't prepared to accept. When he saw the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam alayhi salam was created. So he said, Adam alayhi salam is what? I can't see any spiritual benefit in him. Materially, he just looks like made of sand. There's nothing great in him. So, but anyhow, it was the command of Allah ta'ala he did not listen to. And he had pride within himself. Allah said, Istakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He had pride and he was amongst the disbelievers. Allah said, why, Iblis, are you refusing to make sajda for that which I created with my own qudrat and my own power? Do you have pride within yourselves? You regard yourself as very great. Qala ana khayrun min. He said, I am better than him. So there's one evil quality, quality of pride and arrogance when somebody feels he is better than somebody else. And he said, oh Allah, you created me from fire and you created him from sand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go out from Jannah, you are rejected because of this arrogance which you have got. And my curse is upon you till the day of Qiyamah. And that is why the ulama say so much effort is made. Allah protect and save all of us from pride and arrogance. We have so much within ourselves to take this pride out. And one of the reasons a person comes to the khanqah and to sit in front of the mashayikh is to remove that arrogance and pride within himself, because this will destroy a person how he destroyed shaitan. So we must get away the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of inabat, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. Whether Allah has given you bounties, blessed you with many bounties, or Allah has given some conditions in your life, like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, all conditions a believer will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must not be like the hypocrites. When difficult conditions come in life, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once the condition is gone, then a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or a person now in the month of Ramadan, he's a very good Muslim. And after the month of Ramadan, he goes back to his old lifestyle. So this is not the quality of a true believer. True believer in all conditions, he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last surah which was recited last night, Surah Zumar, in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about ikhlas and sincerity. There are certain people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they make partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is physical partners, take gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is completely wrong also. And the other one is the minor shirk. Without ikhlas and sincerity, we don't do things only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both of these types must be taken out. Allah says, فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصَ اللَّهُ الدِّينِ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making your ibadat and your worship solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take any partners, physical partners also, and also other partners, like example, riya and show. The person is, for example, performing salat, he's fasting, he's giving charity, he's going for hajj, umrah, to show off to other people. But we must be sincere. And as I mentioned, the dua earlier in Ramadan also, which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked, when Nabi alayhi salam explained that this riya and the show comes into a person more stealthily than an ant on a rock which is moving, and how it comes and it goes, the person doesn't realize how that riya has come. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, oh Nabi of Allah, we'll all be destroyed then. Everyone is going to have this. So Nabi alayhi salam said, let me tell you one dua, you read it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Some narrations say one time, some narrations say three times a person must read this dua. So a daily a person tries to read this dua. It's like the third or fifth kalima, the shorter version of it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Continue reading this dua, inshallah Allah, by means of this dua, Allah will give us ikhlas and sincerity. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that pure deen a person must have. Why? Because Allah is the one who created everything in the world. Allah created you, Allah created your wives. Allah given different kinds of animals, and what an amazing way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in the womb of your mother, in different layers, fi zulumatin salas, in three layers of darkness. Normally in this world, when a person wants to make something, he has a very big factory, a big place. You need space and you need material. Allah ta'ala, without any material, one drop of sperm, and Allah creates human beings, subhanAllah. And without any light, normally you need a lot of light and you need space. There's no light there and there's no space there. And in there Allah ta'ala creates his masterpiece, Hazrat Insan. SubhanAllah, what the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at all of these things, and how can you worship anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And tell my bandas and servants, they must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Allah has kept a lot of bounties for them. Inni umirtu an a'bud Allah mukhlisan lahu din. Tell them, I myself, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, making my deen and my obedience only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then coming the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, a person who Allah opens up his heart for Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. He is on the nur, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that when Allah opens up the heart to anybody, then it becomes full of light. When he opens up the heart, so Sahaba asked, oh Nabi alayhi salam, is there any signs for this year to know whether Islam has entered the heart now? Islam, the reality of Islam has entered. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned there are three signs. If you got these three signs, then you will know Iman and Islam has entered your heart. The first sign of Iman entering the heart is At-Tajafi and Daril Ghurur. A person turns away from this house of deception. He realizes that this world is a place of deception, so he turns his heart away from there. Wal Inabatu ila Daril Khulud. And a person turns his attention to the everlasting life of the year after. He's most of his time in fikr is towards the akhirat. This is a sign that Islam has entered his heart. And the number three, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. He starts preparing for death before death comes to him. So the main thing is the akhirat in front of a person. When that is there, then it shows that Iman and Islam has entered the heart of a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.